to the Tips on Apple Devices podcast. My name is Adam Rebel Fosley, and I am your host. In this episode, we have graphic designer Dana Beagle with us. She relies on her Apple computer for work, so we wanted to find out a bit more. Dana, why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
Hi, Adam. Thank you so much for having me on your show. As you said, I'm a graphic designer and an art director, and I've worked doing design for 20 years, and I live in San Francisco, and I work with a range of different clients and have to do different things for them.
Alrighty. First question. Why do you choose Apple for the computer you use for work?
Well, having used both platforms in the past, both an Apple computer and a PC computer, I found that the Apple computer was much easier to use, it was more intuitive, and the biggest thing was that it didn't crash all the time, which was always my experience when I was using PCs. I also found it very hard to troubleshoot problems on a PC, whereas with Apple, I had special tools and other, you know, knowledge based on years of using them that would help fix a problem if there was a problem.
Alrighty, well, how does the Apple computer interface and system help with your everyday work?
Well, I use various programs on my Apple computer for my work. I use a lot of the Adobe programs that are design programs. I also use the browsers for the internet to do different tasks for different clients, like using their email clients to send out to their subscribers, and other various programs that are offered on the Apple computer.
Okay. Now, what do you wish to see added or updated to the Mac computers? She's thinking.
I think there are some different programs that I could use that would be very useful that Apple might want to offer. Right now they have a photo program where you can store your photos, but it's still kind of hard to organize your photos and have access to them quickly without going into Photos on the Mac. Maybe there's a way they can create some sort of application that could keep your photos more organized and easier to find. I'm working with hundreds and hundreds of photos every day, and it would be great if they developed a system specifically for that.
Okay. Well, that would be great, I know. And they probably do have something like that, right? That you could find out there. Now, how do you feel about the newest iMac? And would that be better for the work you do?
The newest iMacs, every year they come out with bigger, stronger, more powerful Macs that work faster. So yes, I think anytime you upgrade to a new Mac, you're in for a treat, because suddenly things are working faster, applications are opening more quickly, and the workload could be cut, and you know, time could be cut off your workload by being able to get things done more quickly.
I see. All right. Now, what tips do you give to other graphic designers and people who use Apple computers for work? And how should they get the most out of these computers?
I think most graphic designers are on the Mac platform, and I think they like to use it for the same reasons I do. The biggest thing that graphic designers have to deal with is we also have to be technicians and computer technicians, because we often run into problems that we have to be able to solve ourselves very quickly so that we can get back to our work. I think most graphic designers prefer the Apple computers for these reasons, because they are able to troubleshoot if an issue comes up. I also think it's just more intuitive to use the desktop system on an Apple computer than on a PC computer.
All right. Now, I like to ask this question to people all the time, and I'll ask you as well. What is the next phone you would buy if you had to upgrade, and why?
The next phone I would buy would be the newest iPhone that's offered on the market. I think it's the 10 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the same reasons that you would buy a new Mac. They hold more, the memory's better, they're more powerful, the speed is increased to do specific tasks. So that's the reason I would get the 10. I also know that you can make these animated emojis on the 10, which are very cute. I might be interested
they are.
In doing that.
Yeah, Animoji.
Yeah.
And they're updating it all the time.
I wouldn't mind doing an Animoji.
Alright, well, before we end, I just want to invite you to come back and be on a podcast again, but also I want to let you know that we're going to ask you to help us start writing more tips for the computer than we have done in the past. In the past, we have not really offered help on the Mac computers as much as the other devices, and now we want to personally work with you to start offering some, because you're very smart with that kind of thing. All right, now let's close it out. Thank you for being with me today. It was great to have you on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope that I can get a chance to come on again and maybe give more specific ideas about how graphic designers can use the Mac.
And thank you to our listeners. If you want to hear more, tune into our other podcasts on Anchor, Pocket Casts, Apple HomePod, and Google Home. Our podcast will also be on other platforms soon. Make sure to visit toadeyeservice.wix.com/website. Have a good day.